Hello and welcome back to the Open University UCU Branch Podcast. I'm your host, Kit Power, he, him, Branch Vice President at the Open University. And this is the second part of our two-part interview featuring UCU pensions negotiator Sam Marsh. In this second part, Sam and I will be doing some jargon busting. I'm going to throw some phrases at him that we've heard used in the official UCU and UUK reports, and I'm going to ask him to define them for us in order to hopefully help provide some much-needed clarity on what some of these terms actually mean in practice when they're used in these discussions. Now, this interview was pre-recorded, and I have edited it this time out to take out what were initially lengthy questions from me. The reason I mention that is simply because you will hear a difference in the quality of the recording between my naming the terms and Sam giving the answers. That's why that is. I've trimmed it down to just give a single word and then Sam's response. But obviously you'll hear that in the edit. I just wanted to be upfront about what that means and doesn't mean. And just so that we're absolutely clear on this, Sam was given final approval before this podcast went out. So please don't worry. Although we have edited it, it's gone out with his approval. Anyway, with that caveat in mind, and with no further ado, let's go back to Sam and I in discussion and a bit of jargon busting on the pensions.
I think what I'll do now is I'll just do some quick fire jargon busting questions, if that's all right. So these are some terms that our members flagged up to us, you know, who have done the reading and gone through the reports, and they asked us to do this. This is almost like a sort of glossary type thing, if that's okay. But I'm just going to fire some phrases off at you that they pulled out and ask you if you can just put you on the spot. It's a bit of a pop quiz. The first phrase I want to throw at you is prudence.
Yeah, prudence essentially does mean what it sounds like it means. It means being careful over your assumptions for the valuation. So rather than going at a sort of a best guess, you know, a kind of central, this is what we think will happen, you load things in a sort of negative direction to allow a bit of room for adverse events. The problem is that you can go as far as you want with prudence and essentially it allows you to come up with whichever numbers you want. You keep pushing it to being more and more careful, and in doing so you make all the sort of numbers, deficits or contribution rates go up. And one of the big disputed parts of the current methodology is that USS seems to have shifted their level of prudence in their investment forecasts significantly. They've become a lot more cautious in their investment forecasts. If they'd have left the kind of prudence level they had in the past on their investment forecasts, I don't think we'd even be looking at a deficit right now, but they've shifted the dial so far so as to be ultra cautious. And to just give you some idea of how cautious they're being, they're now saying that they can't allow any assumption beyond 0% real growth for their investments. In other words, the best that they say they're going to allow themselves to forecast is for the investments to just match inflation and nothing more. Now this, compared to history, this is basically unheard of for investments of the kind that USS hold to grow that slowly or to essentially not grow at all. So yeah, this is where you get to if you ramp up prudence to the nth degree.
Discount rate.
Discount rate. Yeah, I think investment forecast rate. So how much return do you think you will get on your investments? This is what is fed into the valuation as something called the discount rate. So yeah, if the discount rate is 5%, that means you're expecting 5% return on your investments. But at the moment, the discount rate is way down. 5% would be great in this valuation. I think we're looking at more like 2.1%, which is the same as the inflation assumption.
So on that point about the discount rate then, how has the scheme performed historically against the new ultra prudent discount rate that they're currently setting?
Yeah, I should do this with a graph really, but if you compare the historical performance, there's data going back to sort of 1995 that's easily accessible, and if you plot how the funds have performed since 1995, you see this line that sort of, you know, it wobbles around a bit, various stock market bubbles that have popped in, at various places. But essentially, it kind of climbs up and up, as you're used to seeing sort of graphs of, you know, how the rich get richer, etc. So you have that going up, and I'm afraid I don't have the numbers to hand at precisely what rate it's averaged over the last decade or so. I think we're looking at something like 8% per year. And then you look at the forecasts that are being used by USS, and as I said, essentially 0% real growth, and it just, in graphical form, you just see this disjunction between history and future forecasts, and it doesn't take a market analyst to look at that and raise some eyebrows, although even those who are market analysts raise their eyebrows.
Employer covenant.
Yeah, so the covenant for a pension scheme is the support of the employers for that scheme. And why it's important for evaluation is if you've got a really strong support for your scheme, employers that have been around a long time and are not going anywhere, or sectors that have been around a long time and are not going anywhere, or sectors with lots of money, for example, lots of assets or spare cash, then you can afford to be a bit less prudent in your valuation assumptions, because if you have not been quite careful enough, there will be someone to step in and set things straight again. So that's what covenant means. It is a key point in this valuation because USS are claiming they want more from the employers in terms of assurances that they will stick with the scheme and not put the scheme at risk. So in terms of that, they want what's called a moratorium on exits. They want employers to commit to not leaving the scheme for the next 20 years, 30 years, possibly indefinitely. So it's a key part of this valuation.
Thank you. That's really helpful. So I just want to ask a devil's advocate question. Okay, it seems like from what you described, USS have been ultra cautious, but surely that's their job. We've just had the COVID crisis. How well have their ultra cautious predictions about the growth of the pension fund held up over the last 5 or 10 years?
I think caution is good. Definitely, it's good. We don't want to see this scheme fall over or people not get the benefits that they're promised. But when caution goes too far and ends up essentially being a sort of resembling a ripoff, you know, in terms of if you're setting the price for how much these it costs to provide these pension benefits, and you're too cautious, you end up ripping people off and severely overcharging them for what they're going to get. So that's what the problem is with the caution that we're looking at here. Take it too far and it causes problems. And it compared to what's happened in recent times, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, every valuation they come out with these cautious forecasts, which are becoming more and more cautious. And then we look at what happens in the subsequent years, and we find that, yeah, they've been far too cautious. And the effect is that it's taking money out of the sector, taking money out of people's take-home pay, for what, essentially? Just so that someone can pat themselves on the back and say they've been very cautious.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed for your time, Sam. I know you're very busy indeed, and, you know, yeah, we're very grateful for you taking time out of your busy schedule to come and talk through these issues with us. And hopefully our members and others will get a lot of benefit from this. So, yes, thank you so much for your time, Sam. Pleasure to talk to you.
You're welcome.
So that's it. That's our show. Once again, thanks so much to Sam Marsh for taking time out of his incredibly busy schedule to speak to us. We really appreciate it. And we hope you got a lot out of it. If you did, please click the like and subscribe buttons associated with your podcast catcher, or even if you're listening to us on iTunes, leave us a review. That would be fantastic and helps us spread the word and spread awareness of the podcast. Also, if this interview has made you want to do something about the issues described, but you're not quite sure what, please do get in touch with your local union and branch and see what they have to say about the issue. I'm sure they'll be able to give you a way you can help. Thanks for your time. Look forward to talking to you again soon.